1653.
Nancy signed up there on your news.
The application of Robert Ryan, I believe he pronounced it, to consider the conditional use of land in a GR, general residential district, for a plumbing business with parking area to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.56 acres more or less, lying south of Route 302A, one quarter mile northwest of Route 48. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on May 11th of 2006 and deferred action. On May 25th of 2006, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use number 1653 for Robert Ryan to operate a plumbing business with parking area in a GR district based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, he does not believe that this application is consistent with the surrounding area. Two, the purpose of the application is to allow plumbing business to operate on an otherwise residential property. This use would be out of character with the adjacent and surrounding properties. Three, although the applicant has stated that the intended use is limited and would occur while the property is also used as a residence, he believed that there are other locations that are currently zoned for business or commercial use that are available and better suited for the intended use. Four, the application does not promote the health, safety, convenience, and general welfare of the neighborhood or community. And five, the proposed use as a plumbing business is not consistent with the purposes of the GR district as set forth in the county zoning ordinance. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated. On June 6th of 2006, council held a public hearing and deferred action and asked me to prepare some suggested findings and conditions in case the application is approved. On June 13th, I forwarded you a copy of that recommendations, conditions and stipulations. And if I may,
please.
For the purpose of findings, the proposed conditional use meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county because the proposed project is in a low-density area established by the 2002 comprehensive plan update, where limited business and service uses would be appropriate. The operation of a plumbing business will not generate a significant increase in traffic or noise since the majority of the work will be conducted off-site. Project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Approval of this conditional use is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including an entrance permit. Two, business hours shall be from 7:00 a.m. to 5:00 p.m. Monday through Saturday, or Monday through Friday, with no weekend hours. Three, all work-related vehicles and utility trailers shall be stored inside of the garage or behind the garage. All driveways and parking areas shall be paved. Four, the wooded buffer along the westerly property line shall be left undisturbed. Five, the additional screening as shown on the preliminary site plan shall be planted and maintained as a buffer. Six, there shall be no retail business activities conducted on the site. Seven, there shall be no outside storage of materials except for vehicles and utility trailers. Eight, there shall be no signs erected on the site as stated by the applicant. Nine, any security lights shall only be installed in the garage and shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties. Ten, no vehicle repair work shall be performed outside. And 11, the site plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. I will add that the reference to the buffer and the screening and the plantings was part of the site plan that was exhibited by the applicant.
Lawrence, on number three, I really appreciate you doing this because this great list. But it says all driveways and parking lots should be paved. Do you think, is that on the site plan that will be paved, or is that, could we put paved or stoned, you know?
If I remember right, let me look real quick. Most of the parking area, oh, it says gravel. I thought it said paved. He shows that, I thought he said in the public hearing that it was paved, but it shows on site plan a gravel driveway. And the parking, the way it's laid out, was basically in the grass, because it doesn't show any pavement or anything of that sort.
Right.
And that was located in the front western side of the property and not behind the garage as suggested.
Okay.
Which was something that came up during council.
Right.
Let me see what he said in the record real quick.
Okay. I don't think he said paved, I think. I'd much rather see it stone than paved it on certain areas because of the.
Well, if you have stone, you're going to get a little bit of percolation where you don't get it with pavement. You get more impervious surface, and we've seen what impervious surface does for the last couple of days.
That's correct.
Now, I don't see it noted, but yeah, I mean, that's just something I thought I've heard.
Yeah,
maybe it's in the council record.
I'm not sure. I understand that. Yeah, I mean, we could put either or that way. He has the option.
Yeah, you could.
Other than grass.
Or stoned.
Yes.
Some kind of finished off driveways.
Well, you're basically indicating where the driveways are and where the parking is.
And on the parking, is there any, in his trailers and stuff, it is a residential area. Should we create it like a, some kind of buffer from that? Is there any thoughts on that, or is there enough
the
trees?
The property, if you go by the restrictions and the way it was presented in public hearing, other than the location of the parking, we asked his business vehicles and the utility trailer would be parked behind the garage. The area behind the garage is wooded. The area to the west of the garage is wooded.
Where?
Okay. Majority of that rear portion of the property where the garage is wooded on three sides.
But does it kind of stipulate that he could just go pull them back there on the grass, or will it be a parking area designated?
Well, basically, it would include it be stoned in that case.
That should be, yeah. I mean,
yeah. You could take out the pay word. It really doesn't bother me. Just,
but just so some finished off parking area back there so it doesn't just.
Right, it could be. Most likely, the only thing, most of his employees, he said, take their vehicles home with their own call, so.
Right.
They don't all leave them in the property. The complaint that we had at the commission level was that all the trucks are very well painted and they're kind of, see all these trucks with all these colored signs on them, it's kind of look like a big business.
Yeah.
So the word, whether it's paved or stone, not an issue.
I think it should be a parking area. It should be finished off also.
Well, in a way, I worded in that paragraph, all work-related vehicles and utility trailers shall be stored inside the garage or behind the garage, thereby all driveways and parking. That is a parking area specifically for that purpose, so it should be stone or paved. It's his option.
What other businesses are in that vicinity, Mr. Lang? Do you have any idea?
Legaldale or?
I know that there's a school bus driver out there. He said there were some other businesses, but I haven't. To my knowledge, it's probably a home occupation.
Right.
But I'd have to research it to see what if there is any other violations.
Nobody established to.
And the inspectors
legally
can check on that real quick if they haven't already. When they come up, they try to do that. So.
Oh, I understand that.
They always blame it on the realtor.
How long? Do you know how long he's owned the property?
He said in the record it's only been short term.
They knew better.
I think it's in the minutes.
Don't they don't care. We don't
enforce
nothing.
I didn't see it. It seems to me
it might not be in there, but he said it. I just probably didn't put in the record.
I thought he said like 15 years.
Well, the application might say.
But how long he been here?
No, he's bought the property in February 1st, 2004.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay.
And he bought it with the intention.
Maybe he's been in business.
He said he bought it with the intention
to put
a home business there, right. And the realtor told him it was all right. He said that also.
He did say that.
Double their buy.
Any questions?
I don't care.
Gentlemen?
Let me read the title.
Yes, sir.
An ordinance to amend, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a plumbing business with parking area to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2.56 acres, more or less.
Tell me you've heard the information from Director of Planning and Zoning, and discussed it, and I read the title. Conditional use number 1653, Robert Rain. Motion?
Yeah.
Motion?
Okay, I'll make a motion, we approve CU 1653 with the 11 stipulations, amending number 3 to say paved or stone.
A motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips, to approve conditional use number 1653, Robert Rand, with the 11 stipulations amending number 3 to either paving or stone. Questions? State your reasoning, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes with the conditions.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record and recommendation in planning and zoning, I vote no.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes with the stipulation.
Mr. Dukes?
It's in a GR district. I really don't feel that's the place for a business, and Mr. Lang couldn't tell us if there are others in the immediate area. In a residential district and you have that many employees, I realize you're not doing retail there, but I really don't think it's a place to do it. I'm going to have to vote no.
Hey, during the public hearing process, the applicant, I asked him straight up about the property. He says his intention was to buy it and create a business there, and that's what he bought it for. And knowing that maybe the person that sold the property didn't apprise him of all of the county regulations, but based on record and recommendations of Planning and Zoning Commission, I would have to vote no. Motion defeated. Next.
Every time I write stipulate, I get rejected.